You might be interested to know that from an electromagnetic hypersensitivity sufferer's point of view, we've identified a number of factors that predispose people towards or co-present with electromagnetic hypersensitivity. Some of those are things like being electrically shocked, or being struck by lightning, or being near lightning. Certainly having multiple chemical sensitivities is a classic one. And a number of factors have sort of come to light. When you speak to people who suffer from electromagnetic hypersensitivity and multiple chemical sensitivity, you keep hearing the same sorts of thing. Have you found that sort of thing in the States too?
I love the story of, I can't wear a watch, or if I put a watch on, it runs backward.
Right.
Stop it, you know.
Right.
Or I go to touch a computer and the computer blows up. You know, these types of things are there. There's an unusual energy there. And on those cell membranes of the individuals, there is a... The cell membrane is made up mostly of omega-3s, EPA and DHA. The EPA has a double layer of that fat membrane, and inside that, like the surface of a globe, there are little islands of protein. And the protein goes through both layers, and that protein actually activates things in the cytoplasm or nucleus. And on the outside of the cell, there's a little radar antenna, and it's called the glycoprotein, and it senses things, and it's like the fingers of an anemone. And the clownfish comes up, and everybody's happy, and they scratch each other's back, and they're good for each other. It's like a pet that comes up and crawls in the owner's lap, and everybody's happy and loving. But let another fish come, and that cell membrane or little fingers of the anemone, they shut down. And so when they're in the presence of an abnormal electrical field, that antenna just kind of withdraws and goes down inside, like some of the car antennas used to go down inside the car when they weren't being used.
Oh, yeah.
And it will shut off any nutrients from coming in. The cell receptors don't work, insulin receptors, neurotransmitter receptors, and none of the toxins can get out. So somebody talking on a cell phone for 5 or 10 minutes, those cells shut down for a while, and they get a little bit of hypoxic and get a little bit of problem. But if they talk for an hour, those cells are without nutrients and oxygen coming in well enough, and they can die permanently. And if it's the brainstem cells that are later going to become brain cells when they're 30 or 40 years down the line, they can end up with presenile dementia.